Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is why I love to take calls. Because callers will bring up news items that we've just mentioned or haven't even covered that are so important. And for the last 2 hours, I was like, man, there's something I'm not covering. There's something I'm not talking about. You know, I mentioned it at the first of the show. Senate Democrats force closed-door session, deal struck to advance investigation over pre-war intelligence. And that just means that they'll use this as a political football to score points. And the very people involved in it, in the war, in the lies, like Schumer and others, are now going to be running the investigation, which this, again, makes us all feel good. And we get to keep all the oil and destroy the country and have hundreds of billions in weapon sales and run the scam. But we're going to make Bush look bad, and so we'll all feel good. Meanwhile, the big global corporations that did it all skate scot-free. So this is a scapegoat. As much as I can't stand Bush, he's just a scapegoat. Yeah, he should go to prison. They should all go to prison. But so should the corporations that lobbied them and that write the policies for him. Paul Watson, comments on that.
Well, that's right. I think the very least thing it does with the indictments, with the Downing Street memo, it's a spotlight on their behavior. It prevents them from escalating their criminality, which I think is a big reason why there hasn't been any staged provocation since 9/11 in the U.S., because they're like cockroaches. You shine the light on them and they scutter away.
I think they were surprised by the fact that we've been so bold exposing their operation.
Yeah, me too. But a question of whether anyone's bringing the government down. I mean, they survived Abu Ghraib. Rumsfeld has been supposedly about to resign about five times over the past 4 years. It hasn't happened. I think only the people of conscience ever resign. Rumsfeld doesn't have any conscience. They won't resign on that basis, and most of them will stay in as long as they can.
Absolutely. Going back to the caller, if she's still there, Sharon, do you agree with what we're saying, or do you disagree?
Yes, I do. And like last night, one of the reps, Barton, I think from Ohio, I mean, he actually, attacked GW. He said, you're not going to get any help with any stopping any litigation against these pharmaceutical companies until you stop all this poisoning of everybody. I mean, I was just jumping up and down.
Wow, I hope somebody will send me video of that debate.
It was in the House last night.
And so it was being brought up that we can't give liability protection because this stuff's poison?
That's right.
Wow, who said that?
It was, I think, Ron Barton. He's from Ohio, I believe.
Well, that is encouraging. Hmm.
I know, I was just jumping up and down, just screaming.
Well, I will say this.
I was the one that pushed to get this Murphy thing done. I mean, I fought like hell in Washington to get this done. They sent me a copy of it when it was done.
Well, good. And thank you. Thank you for the call. I really do appreciate that call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Scott in Florida. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Paul.
Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I was a counterintelligence agent for the government for about 5 years. And I listened to your interview with William Rodriguez, the janitor in the World Trade Center, and that I have a piece of the World Trade Center, a rather large piece. It's got marble with steel through it.
Did you send me an email about that?
Yes, I did three times. I never got a response.
Well, I printed it off and put it in a folder of things to do. And, you know, you say, do you want to test it for explosives
Absolutely.
Residue?
I think it's a smoking gun.
Well, I mean, have you kept it contained?
Absolutely. It's been a plastic bag. It's in my house right now. I got it from another counterintelligence agent that was on the scene at the World Trade Center. And as you know, as special agents, we have a badge of credentials that can let us do anything we want to, basically. Basically a license to do anything. We don't have to listen to law enforcement. We don't have to do anything.
Who were you assigned? What were you assigned to?
I was in the 513th Military Intelligence Brigade, 202nd Military Intelligence Battalion.
Well, stay there. I didn't know that you'd call into the show where I would have gone to you earlier, Scott. Stay there. I want to hear some more about this. I don't know how much it cost or where you send it or what lab you have tested. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more about this on the other side, and we'll also play an audio clip about all this infighting and the rats basically leaving the sinking ship. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, my friends, we're now 8 minutes, 14 seconds into this third hour. Got about 51 minutes left in worldwide transmission against tyranny. In defense of liberty, Paul Watson will be riding shotgun with us for another 20 minutes or so. We'll continue with the news and calls after he leaves us. I also have a clip I want to play concerning Tiananmen Square to try to decipher some of the propaganda. There's another little CNN piece that we'll play in a second. And listen to the subtle twisting in the things that they say and do in this piece. But also listen to some of the Republican senators talking about the affront of asking them questions, or the affront of shutting the Senate down and demanding answers from the executive and demanding answers from the leadership. Folks, when they set the Senate up, and for the first 100 years of the Senate, there wasn't this hierarchy. But now it's all about privilege. It's all about hierarchy. It's all about the Senate targeting people who don't play ball. They took our senators from the states until 1913 and the 17th Amendment. The state legislatures that we elected, they would then vote and appoint the senators and would recall them. They were creatures of the states. And that gave the states the power they were due. That was one measure of that. Now we see the federal power just increasing and encroaching ever since then. In fact, the 17th Amendment was a greater blow than some of the things that Lincoln did after he was killed with Reconstruction, with those policies setting up a federal centralized power, because the states then just revolted at the local levels and federal power was unable to be extruded and exercised upon the populations. But since the 17th Amendment, it has, because the senators all became their own little private viceroys over the states. But going back to our caller, you know, sir, there's so many facets to this. I mean, I'm sure you have these credentials and you sound legitimate, and I know the military was in there. I know that pieces were hauled off under guard and shipped to China for smelting. I don't know if this many years later there'd be plastic explosive residue. And I don't know if we found that residue that it would be widely accepted, because it's been 4 years since then and they might claim that this had been a setup. But I would challenge you, sir, to find a laboratory to do the test. I would do the test for a subchemical in the plastic. I'm no chemist, but I've read about some of the testing. And I wouldn't even tell them where it came from, because people are such tattletales, they'd probably red flag it and then it would be seized. But believe me, they don't want that debris being tested. So I don't think it's something that I can take on, but if you'd like to take it on and step forward and credential yourself and then bring it forward, I'd be glad to report on it and blow it wide open. At this time, I would advise you, though, not to give out any more details about your name or exactly where you were in military intelligence. I think enough of that's been done here, but I did get your emails, and I'm sorry I didn't respond. This is just another example of the literal mountain of information I live under. But please elaborate, you know, if you like, on what you did see when you were there, or this individual that was there that gave you this piece of debris from the one of the towers.
All right, exactly. I was in the. I'm not going to say. I'm not even going to say the unit now that you said not to.
Well, you've already said that. I just wouldn't give us any more details.
Okay, so I'm in the military intelligence unit, and I was in the military intelligence unit before September 11th and after. And an agent gave me a debris from the World Trade Center that, like you said on the William Rodriguez interview, that was, you know, GPS tracked by trucks and no one could take pictures or, you know, videos. And he comes maybe about 3 months later and was handing this stuff out like candy in the, to us. Well, I'm not going to say the unit, but he gave me a piece. And it has steel through it. It's got marble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've talked to cops and firemen. I've seen it. I've been in restaurants right across the street. There's a deli there by the, where the South Tower fell, that I ate a few times because we were down there doing interviews. And they got big pieces of it in there that the local cops gave them. So it's not like, you know, it's some evil thing you've got. I mean, there were tons and tons of it. But obviously, you know, these were given out, I guess, as mementos.
Mementos, exactly. And then I heard your interview, and then I started looking up on the Internet, you know, where does anyone else have this? And the only place I found was a Smithsonian and a traveling September 11th memorial. And no one else has it. It's not on eBay. You can't get this debris. And then going back, that just basically clarifies exactly what you said, is you can't get this stuff. That's why you were asking for people's, you know, dust in their shirts that people hadn't washed. But they don't have it.
Well, the pieces of steel I've seen that the fire department was allowed to give out to locals and people has been cut in little bitty, say about 4 inches long, 4 inches wide squares, and it's been blued. And I talked to a lot of people who've been given it by the city, but why would they do that and then blue it? Why would they dunk it and then fire it and cook it?
Right, exactly.
That's to get rid of evidence, folks.
Right. Mine is completely pure. As soon as I got it, I put it in a plastic bag because I had been listening to you for about 3 or 4 years. I put it in a bag and to eventually have it tested for explosives, but I thought tons of people had it. But then I realized that no one has it after your interview. And then so I started, you know, trying to contact you and saying, hey, this is a smoking gun. This is it. You know, because no one has this stuff. And I have it. But the other point I wanted to
bring up. Well, I mean, can you make some inquiries just with chemists in a nonchalant way? Hey, you know, I'm with this blah, blah, blah group doing an investigation, but I want to have this tested for this chemical.
Well,
I mean, they have to do a wide spectrum test for what type of explosives, but I wouldn't tell them where it came from.
I won't tell them either, because probably I'll get, you know, they're already watching me. I don't know. But anyway, I have two other things I want to tell you. I just wanted to tell you that you were banned at Fort Gordon, where I was stationed, handing out Alex videos. You will be kicked out of the Army for being delusional. I was the first of the many people that has been kicked out of the Army, and the military police will actually do sweeps, and they will go through the barracks rooms, and they'll look at your computer, and if you have downloaded any Alex Jones videos or they found any, that you are automatically sent to a psychiatrist, and then they'll kick you out of the Army.
Well, that I have confirmed.
Yeah, that's happened.
I have a personal friend who had gotten into the Marines. And this was back when I was a lot more mainstream, back in like 98, when I just had a few videos out, and I was anti-Bill Clinton, anti-UN. I mean, it was pretty tame compared to now, you know, before I really fallen down the rabbit hole and found out how serious things were, and I was just learning. And my well, let's be accurate. My friend's little brother, who I'm good friends with, was in the Marines. We even had him on the radio, but he wouldn't say his name. We had him in studio up at KJFK, big old boy. And he was in the Marines, and he got my video and went and handed it out because he hates the UN. And they called him into the colonel's office, and they said, you hand out any more of these, we're going to put you in the psychiatric ward.
Exactly. That's what happened to me.
So there's some memo going around with this. And then they said, you're going to have to run. It was like every day for hours and hours with his rifle on his head saying he was stupid. And but you know what? It happened. It made everybody want the videos, and they all got videos.
Right.
And then even his sergeant was watching the videos saying, it's true, just don't tell anybody. So you know what? I mean, they try to keep it from the troops. It just isn't going to work.
It isn't. You're right. It's absolutely not working.
So what happened? They suddenly all wanted them, didn't they?
Everybody wants them, but you're not allowed to have them. They started doing barrack sweeps where they have to actually go into your computer, which I don't know if that's even right. Well, I guess it's military, but I don't even know if they can do that. But they were doing sweeps, military sweeps, like Black Mask, you know, going in and looking for Alex Jones videos. I mean, come on. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you is I shouldn't even say this, but I just want to tell you that we are collecting on allies. We are collecting human intelligence on Kuwaitis and the whole country. And it's being run right out of the Kuwait resident office in Camp Doha, Kuwait. It's illegal, I've been told. And we are doing that. We are collecting on our allies, so people can't get pissed about, you know, Israel collecting on us. You know, so I don't really understand the whole...
No. Everybody spies on everybody.
Exactly.
It's just that Israel has total penetration.
I just wanted to let everyone know that, yes, we do it, too. And we are collecting on Kuwaiti citizens and their parliament. And everything that they do is run right out the Kuwait resident office, Camp Doha, Kuwait.
Well, that's amazing. Now, I have heard about the sweeps looking for anti-government New American magazines, my videos. I've confirmed that from multiple sources. But, you know, all it's doing is waking up the generals in people.
Absolutely.
I mean, can you imagine when the brass sits down and watches a martial law video?
Oh, yeah. When they sent me it. I was one of the first ones that they got. And they sent me up there, too. And I gave them, the Jones videos, too. And they watched and they came back. I gave them, you know... what's his name, Colonel Grandy Pri? I got his article out of the Portugal News, U.S. government accused. I gave him all this stuff, and they just don't want to hear it because they're told up from superior, you know, even if they agree with it, which they admit. They're like, yeah, you know, this guy, I can even send you my, where they kicked me out, saying he could be extremely persuasive, but he's still delusional, you know.
Oh, so they say I'm very persuasive, but I'm delusional, or you're delusional?
I am. They said that I have a shared psychosis with Alex Jones.
Sir, I'm begging you right now, do you have a fax machine?
No, I do not.
Can you get to the local Kinko's and fax it to me?
Sure.
I'm not pleading. I'm begging. I'm prostrating myself before you. I am beseeching thee, because that'll be a big article. I love that. I love that I've been certified by the Army.
Sure.
As being delusional.
Absolutely.
So what I want you to do is go to a fax machine. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Well, I don't have to do. I can give you the fax number right now.
Right,
but
give it to me. I'll have it to you tomorrow.
Folks, everybody, don't send me faxes yet, because then it'll be out of fax paper and no 100-page faxes. I'm just telling the audience this. It's
512-291-5757.
No, that's my office number. I'm losing my mind. 512-291-5750 is my office number.
Okay.
And people can call me there if they want. Of course, you can't call them and talk to me, folks. I'm working all the time. You can talk to some of my folks here. But if you want to fax me, it's 512-899-9809. That's 512-899-9809. And I'm going to put you on hold and give you my private secret email address. And Paul Watson's been holding this whole time, but I want you to send me your psychology report. And you're saying on there, it says you share a psychosis with Alex Jones.
Yes, I do.
Because
shared psychosis.
A shared psychosis.
Mm. Yes.
That's nice. And that's incredible. thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I put him on hold and give him that, please. Paul Watson, I know you've been holding. We haven't even played this clip yet. Paul, stay there. We'll come back and get some comments from you on this, and then we'll play this several clips, one of them about the rebellion in the Senate. Folks, you know everything I talk about is documented. But see, we have psychosis. We don't want to take the microchip from Tommy Thompson. We don't like Andy Rooney saying we should be forced to take it. See, that's psychosis.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
People in the military, I've heard this exact same thing from. Normally, they just make you run to you, throw up, and threaten you, but a lot of the officers agree with the facts. They already know about it, so they're having trouble. But you were telling me during the break, and just real fast, I got to let you go, but we're going to write a story about this if we get the documents and confirm it all. And by documents, I already told our caller guest, I don't want anything classified. I just want it psychological, where they say that I'm delusional. But you tell us the name of the fort again, and how four other people that have been kicked out, and how my videos are banned. Tell us again.
Yes, I'm from I was from Fort Gordon, Georgia, and all the videos are banned at this base. And there's already been, I was the first one, but there's also been others kicked out for possessing Alex Jones videos. And the military police are going around doing sweeps that anyone that possess on their computer or have Alex Jones videos are being sent to the psycho ward.
Well, that's very, very newsworthy. I mean, thought police on the military basis.
Absolutely.
Don't they know that footage I've shot and videos I've made have aired on national TV? We confirmed that in Lyon County, Kentucky, a year and a half ago. Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, outstanding member of the community. His family, is old and respected in that community. And it was in the newspaper. He gave a state police officer a Ron Paul speech called Neocon, off C-SPAN, and my video wrote a tyranny, and they arrested him and tried to put him in jail for 7 years, saying the videos were terroristic and threatening the law enforcement, which is just, it just shows FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists.
Right. Well, that's exactly what they do at Fort Gordon. They threaten you with sedition. And if you say, okay, I'm seditious, then that's okay. But if you don't say, okay, I'm just crazy, then they send you up to the psycho ward.
Yeah, so they're trying to turn us into the Soviet Union.
Exactly.
Listen, thank you for the call, and we'll do an article on this. And quickly, you need to go get those documents now.
I will.
Don't wait till tomorrow, brother. I need them now.
Now? Well, they're in Tampa, Florida. I got to go. That's 2 hours from here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you. I'll write the article as soon as I get them.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Paul, we got to get on this immediately. This is just one more thing I've ignored over the years. I've already confirmed most of what he was saying. And, the whole Kelly Rushing thing. And this is real, folks. This isn't a joke. I wonder how they get state police ready to arrest people for giving out Ron Paul videos.
But I know. It was the case of Abby Newman as well a few years ago. She got arrested for having terrorist paraphernalia in a car or whatever.
Oh, I forgot. That's in Road to Tyranny, too. That's right. The naval veteran, no criminal record, had Police State 2000. Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
And, I mean, the subject of banning things, it only ever makes it more in demand. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I get emails every single day saying, I can't get to Alex's websites at this library. I can't get to Infowars.com at this college. So, I mean, it's basic filtration process that they do that by.
But there are thousands of other truth-telling patriot sites. I wonder why it's us they hate so much. And I have this from inside a major Merck organization where we have moles. And, folks, this comes from Gold Source. When I talked about it last time, they knocked us off the air right when I said it. Where they, quote, have got to take me down. I don't know what that means because, quote, I'm getting too close. What am I getting too close to, Paul?
I don't know. I mean, on the public surface, it manifests itself via hit pieces like Popular Mechanics, things like that, and trying to demonize us by guilt by association, by lumping us in with, obvious crackpots and racists and people like that. But, I mean, if we are getting too close, then, it's by our own hard work. The website's come on leaps and bounds in the past year. We get more hits than Rush Limbaugh on some days, so I think we are touching a lot of nerves, and it's becoming clear that they may have to shift tactics to try and get us out of the way one way or another.
And, folks, I don't say this for theatrical effect. If they kill me, just I want all of you to make 1,000 copies of each of my videos. And if you'll just promise me you'll do that, folks, I'll know that it's worth it. It's already worth it. We've already had a big effect. And Paul's going to keep working on. My wife's going to keep working on. They can't stop us. There's too many of us. That's the only reason I'm still alive. And because so many people in government are on our side as well. But they've got hitmen that are ready to do it. And it does scare me sometimes because we are really, of all the thorns that have been stuck in their hind end, we're one of the biggest and the longest and the most poisonous, to the New World Order, Paul. I mean, we are toe-to-toe. I mean, we are, this small team I've got really has hit the Achilles tendon of these people.
Well, yeah, because we're so pervasive and we've got such widespread appeal now that other alternative websites that are much bigger than ours always pick up our articles. They get copied around the internet so many times that by the end of it, hundreds of thousands or even in some cases millions of people have read this information, so it's got to be hurting them.
In some cases, millions, Paul? I mean, basically everything
we... Well, in most cases.
Yeah. Well, it's a great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. It's daunting. It makes... And most people get puffed up when they get a little bit of power. It's very daunting to me. I just try to do a good job. Paul, let's do a few more minutes on the other side. I'll let you get to dinner.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
I mean, it's no stretch the governments kill people. Down in Mexico, every day or two, they kill reporters that report on cartels or corrupt cops, and it's really bad in the Philippines. It's bad all over Latin America. It's really bad in Russia. Every week or two, I see an article where they kill some reporter who, you know, a reporter comes out and stands up against a child kidnapping ring. They shoot him 15 times. But you know what? That person's going straight to heaven, folks. And, you know, see, I believe in God. I believe in life after death. But even if I didn't, wouldn't you give your life up for your children's safety? And think about their children and 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 their children. And for all the little old ladies and all the innocent people being given poison vaccines in Africa and Latin America and Asia. I mean, the globalists are evil bastards, folks. And that's what we're supposed to do as men, is stand up and defend the weak. And if you don't have that instinctive need to do that, life isn't worth living. You know, all these people that have this tons of money and power and big cars and $20 million houses and huge jet boats and private jets, they're not happy, folks. The people that are happy are the people that really are fighting for a good cause, that are serving, that are getting involved. And there's a sick twist to that, though. There's so many well-meaning people who are serving evil because they've been conned, they've been manipulated, they've been deceived. And so that's really my frustration, is there's so many good people. You know, the person they may send someday to kill me will probably think it's for a good cause. They'll be brainwashed, folks. And but it doesn't matter. Seriously, folks, my life does not matter. I love my life. I enjoy my life. I'm looking right out the window right now at these golden green trees with the sun on them and this dome of a blue sky. I could just walk forever in the woods. I could just walk for. I could just sit out on the dock forever and fish in weather like this. I think about all the beautiful things, all the good things in the world that we're fighting. I mean, these are some evil people. They're doing horrible things. They've got to be fought. We've got the freedom we have. We have all these possessions. We have the ideas we have because people fought and died for them. Freedom isn't free. And, it is daunting to know that literally, folks, on military bases, my videos are handed out to everybody. And there's state police memos out on them. There's, they go around harassing people. I could talk about this every day and hype them. It's a hyper's dream to have this going on. You hear all these fakes, these flakes. You've got these flaky videos out. They're always trying to hype them, how they're really cutting edge and scary, and the government doesn't like them. But, that's the truth with my videos. I mean, we got news articles where they arrest people. I mean, we got news articles where, they charge them. And again, we have news articles where somebody puts a sign up in their yard saying our court system's corrupt, and the judge orders the man arrested. Remember that? Of course, the judge got in deep trouble and got kicked off the bench for it. But it just shows the delusional nature. We're not bad making videos. We're a firefighter shot video of FEMA saying Christians are bad and the founding fathers are bad. That's seditious, not showing a video of it. I love George Washington. I've read a whole bunch of books about him. I love him. I feel like I know him. He made incredible sacrifices. I know our founding fathers. I've studied them. I respect them. Don't you sit there and call them bad and then tell me I'm a traitor, you son of a bitch. I'm sorry to talk like that. You got the nerve to tell me I'm a traitor when you're putting down George Washington. I mean, you people are sick. You're sick. You got major malfunctions. Yes, we have the government. They teach it nationwide. You've heard all the firefighters calling and go, they teach that right here in our town. Yeah, George Washington's bad. America's bad. Hell, man, we're trying to save this country. So, look, folks, I'm not up here tooting my horn about how big and bad I am. I'm not. I'm just a soft person. The body's weak, but the soul is strong. And when I had four guys around me pounding me, telling me to shut up and stop talking about this stuff, I just had more strength than I've ever had in my life. I'm not afraid to die for a good cause. I am remorseful that I won't put out the films I should make. I'm remorseful that I won't be able to write the books that I want to write. I'm remorseful that I haven't been able to put forth the information I understand at the true level of my understanding, which I know you have that same understanding. I'm mad that I haven't gotten the jobs done I needed to get done. That is my only remorse in my heart, in my soul. And I believe God's going to give me many more years. But we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. We have to strengthen ourselves with the stoic resolve to die for this country and to die for freedom and to die for God's laws and to die for the unborn children that are being killed and to die for all the widows that are being abused and being warehoused in these government nursing homes and dying in bed sores and urine. Nobody's there for those old women. Nobody's there for those old men. Nobody's there for the kids dying core kidnaps. Nobody's there for them. The least I can do is stand up here and speak out against these evil bastards. And let me tell you something. The people in government serving this new world order, you make denials. You serve this system. You delude yourself and tell you're doing a good thing. You're not. You work for evil. Doesn't matter if you're not evil and you lie to yourself, you are working for evil. Paul, I told you on the phone privately, this is for when I told you when I hired you, because I knew you had a good head on your shoulders and saw things the same way I did, not because you're a doppelganger or a clone, but because you see the world. You see it the same as Ron Paul sees it. Once you see it, you see it. And I told you, I said, this is for keeps, buddy. Either we win this or they're going to kill us. And you said, I'm ready. I want to go. I want to put it on the line. Why, Paul, in closing, before I get to some final news here, before I let you go, why did you decide to take that step into infinity, to take that step into manhood, to take that step onto the field, to take that step into what it is to be a human being?
Well, because everybody's going to die one day, and the purpose of death is to make life important. So if you fill your life with meaningless activities, then what was the point in living it, and what is the point in death? The people who work within this system don't see the horizon of evil. They don't see the limitless nature of evil. So they live in ignorance that nobody else could use evil for those ends at that limit. So they don't believe it exists. They make rationalizations that it doesn't exist, even though they're working towards it. As we are working against it, many hands make light work. It's the flip side is the same. Many hands make light work for evil as well, and that's what these people are engaged in without realizing it.
But I'm talking about the commitment, taking the plunge. I mean, I've never asked you about this, but didn't you feel invigorated and empowered and to truly be alive as, you know, as soon as you faced the full horror and decided to set yourself and all your energy against it?
Well, yeah, it's the common question after why haven't they killed you? Doesn't this make you sad? Doesn't this make you depressed? It works the opposite way, in some strange way. Once you face the true horror, the true evil of it on a day-to-day basis, it makes you invigorated, gives you more energy to fight it. It's kind of like an endorphin reaction to fight it and to pour all your effort into doing so. So no, it does not make you depressed. It just makes you focused, energetic, and geared towards doing something about it, which we all need to do on our own level.
We do. I mean, folks, you imagine some five-year-old in Serbia being grabbed from their mother and be loaded on a plane to be flown to Saudi Arabia, Israel, to be flown to Yemen, to be flown to those Asian countries where they literally are raped and tortured for their entire lives. I mean, what is wrong with us, folks? We've killed 50 million babies in this country, and we say they're not human beings. We're evil, folks. It's got to be fought. We've got to fight it. There is no... And I just don't know how those officers at those bases, why aren't they like Kerpinski who refused to go along with it? Why aren't they like Rick Baucus, the Brigadier General who refused to torture? Well, there are a lot of them in there. The problem is all the good people are being kicked out or leaving, and we're just going to be left with this evil, and we're going to have to fight these people. I mean, I want the police and military to know I'm your friend, but if you decide to join this evil and decide to carry out whatever will happen, you're going to lose. And I don't mean even when you die in the next life. You're going to lose in this life. Evil always loses. Well, Paul, I appreciate you coming on with us today, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you in person very soon, and you take care.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
We got some new articles coming out tonight, don't we?
Yeah, one on Rumsfeld basically admitting torture again and the UN investigation of Guantanamo, how that's all staged, and also how these Australian terror alerts tie in with different governments playing the same terror card to fearmonger their populations into accepting slavery.
Absolutely, and we'll talk to you soon. And there will be an article if I get these documents on this particular thing. I mean, we already have Kelly Rushing being arrested for giving Ron Paul videos out in my video. Court proceedings, and these videos are illegal. There's no law. It's Ron Paul on C-SPAN. Think about those. That's the one that really upset the state police. Ron Paul, this guy's calling the president a communist. That's a lie. I'm going to arrest you. It's your problem, boy. I mean, what is your malfunction? What is wrong with those state police? What is wrong with you? I know most of you aren't like that, but they're taking over, the ones that are mentally ill. And, you know, the answer is not cower and fear. I'm not going to give those videos out. Most cops, in most cases, I mean, the reports are 50 to 1, literally. Cops are like, give me another copy of that. Can I have some more? I mean, I've been up in the Austin SWAT team office when they didn't even know I was going to be up there one time with another officer, and then, you know, there were my videos and Oklahoma cover-up videos on the shelf. They all know. I mean, all over they know. They're not stupid, most of them. In fact, a lot of them are so smart, they play little mind tricks with themselves because they can't handle the full horror of all of this. It's just incredible. Look, you cannot be an accomplice to this evil. It must be resisted. Who wants to live on their knees as a slave, folks? And you're not safer when you do live on your knees. You got to bull up and stand up against these people. I mean, can you imagine the guys that are running around confiscating my videos on military bases? And I mean, I've been hearing about this for 6-7 years, folks. No, 7 years, yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, are they asking themselves, why am I running around not looking for drugs, not looking for whatever? Why am I looking for a video? Why am I looking for a video of a guy who goes to urban warfare training drills and shows the police chief of San Antonio saying Delta Force tried to bribe him? and where the helicopters blow up buildings 200 yards from a nursing home and make people have heart attacks, or the Miami Herald, where they fire a bullet into an all-night restaurant, or the front page of the Austin American-Statesman with a headline, Army Invades Texas. I mean, that's all I do. What, I made a video where I went and talked to a police chief who himself was a colonel in the Army? Ale Philippus? I mean, I go and interview the chief of police at Alice, Texas, where he says that foreign troops were there. I mean, I'm not bad. I didn't do anything wrong. Ron Paul is a Vietnam veteran, three tours, a medical doctor, most conservative member of Congress. And they would arrest someone for having one of his videos. And why I didn't write an article about that a year and a half ago. That's it. I'm writing the article. I'll take some calls in the final segment, but here's this clip from CNN I want to kind of analyze and comment on here, the purposes of critique, about what happened yesterday in the Senate. Go ahead and roll that, please.
The political battle over pre-war intelligence has officially spilled over onto the Senate floor.
Mr. President, enough time has gone by. I demand on behalf of the American people that we understand why these investigations aren't being conducted. And in accordance with Rule 21, I now move that Senate go into closed session.
President, I second the motion.
The Senate's Democratic leader, triggering a closed session of the full Senate to pressure the Republican leadership to conduct an investigation into the handling of pre-war intelligence, a probe the Republicans had promised but had not yet started. Democrats threatened that until that investigation gets underway, they would push to close the Senate chamber every day. Republicans were furious.
I'll have to say, not with the previous Democratic leader or the current Democratic leader have ever I been slapped in the face with such an affront to the leadership of this grand institution. Every other time, and again, we'll have to go back and look at the history.
There's nothing grand about you, scumbag.
Consideration for the other side of the aisle before a stunt, and this is a pure stunt, is being performed by Senator Reid.
Frisk is as grand as dog doo-doo.
Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.
Session before, but
I'm sorry, I'm getting really angry today. I mean, Frisk is about as grand as a cockroach. Grand. See, really feel about themselves slurping and grand. He's into his Jaguar and his golf course and his big house and prancing around feeling grand. You're guilty just as much as anybody else for all the murders and the criminals and the kidnapping and all of it, Frisk. You sucking the money off the healthcare system, you big fat cockroach. This next thing's a little whitewash concerning Tiananmen Square, but it's half decent. Go ahead and roll it.
CNN had been there to cover that historic summit between Deng Xiaoping and Mikhail Gorbachev. But the crowds just multiplied and increased. They had taken over Tiananmen Square, demanding democracy.
Unbelievable. We all came here to cover a summit, and we walked into a revolution.
We couldn't believe that the government tolerated this, that it had let it go on this far. They were being embarrassed. They were being humiliated on TV every night around the world, and they pulled the plug on it.
And now, as we report to our viewers around the world, martial law has been declared in Beijing. I'm being told that the government officials are coming into the CNN control room now.
And they said, we are here to tell you that the coverage of Gorbachev is over. Your task is over.
Okay.
The bosses are saying that for us to go off the air, we would require it in writing.
Our policy is the government has ordered us to shut down our facility. We are shutting down our facility.
Can we sign off? May we sign off?
Yeah, let's see, Bernie.
Okay, we've heard the orders. We have our instructions from headquarters in Atlanta.
After martial law was declared and they pulled the plug on our broadcast, we didn't have a way to get our pictures out. So we would do something called pigeon them out. And in those days, it was fairly easy to do. You would take your tape to the airport, a copy of your tape, and you would find a sympathetic person to carry the tape for you. And in this case, we had tapes taken to Hong Kong. On the afternoon of June 3rd, I mean, you could feel it. You could just feel things were going in a bad direction.
And now our government does the exact same thing here. We've seen it all over.
That evening, the soldiers began to move in. I could see below me little bicycle carts where people who'd been shot were dumped in the back, and then the rider would pedal furiously, taking these victims off to hospitals.
One of my classmates came back from Tiananmen Square, and he told me the troops shoot at students.
And as dawn broke, the People's Liberation Army was in full control of the square. The student movement had been crushed. It happened the day after, the morning. A column of tanks had started to leave Tiananmen Square. Out of nowhere, this man in a white shirt ran in front of the tank. The tank stopped, and for a heart-stopping 4 or 5 minutes, there was this extraordinary drama. The big question was, what would happen? Would he be run over? Would they shoot him?
I saw that picture. It's a young man.
Hit pause.
We never know who.
We'll come back and finish up with this. I know here in America, they run over you with armored vehicles, and the news just says it's no big deal. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For many years, the military will grab my tapes, not allow them on base, considers them contraband. And I'm going to be writing a big article about that. I don't know why I haven't. But, I mean, that's communist China. That's communist Russia. That's Nazi Germany. And this is book burning. But Ron Paul, he's been singled out as well. He's quite evil, giving speeches in the floor of the House at the Capitol. You know, he's allowed to. He has free speech as a citizen, but he's also a congressman who gets reelected by great margins. But no, these cops and military now, they think a lot, some of them, that freedom's illegal. They think it's freedom is not freedom. But we go back to Tiananmen Square and what happened there. And, you know, now China's worse than ever, folks. And they kill whoever they want. And this is where we're going, folks. This is where we're going. The military's been trained to shoot protesters. Our police have. We're being warped and turned into this. And I just commend those Chinese students that stood up to get freedom and human dignity to demand it. But look what happened to them. And our Fortune 500 has just rewarded China for what they did. So let's finish up with this audio.
I saw that picture. It's a young man standing in the tank. We never know who he is. And right now, nobody knows where he is. I was arrested in 1989 in July.
Wang Dan spent most of the decade after Tiananmen in China in jail. He's now a graduate student at Harvard University.
I was pretty proud of my role at that time because I think finally I can really do something to change history.
That was our contribution, being there, reporting what was happening. It was historic. The People's Republic of China is going to be the next superpower. And what we were able to do was to provide a window for the world to peek through and see that beneath the facade, there is much ferment, much unrest.
Absolutely. And understand, folks, that every week or two, the farmers riot and burn down police stations and kill every government official they can get their hands on because of the corruption, because of the toxic waste dumping, because of all the bad things that are happening, because of their kids being used as slaves. And my heart goes out to them. They want freedom a lot more than we do. And we've got this freedom. What's left of them, we're letting these bastards take it away from us. I mean, everything America is, every veteran that's died for this country supposedly died for free speech, and it's being flushed down the commode as well. They're telling us free speech zones and the rest of it. So none of you, whether you're a police officer, a peace officer, in the military, a lawyer, a district attorney, listen right now, anybody in this government, it is your job, it is your duty. I don't care what the criminals above you tell you. You know what your duty is. In your gut, you know this is true. It's to defend liberty and freedom here in America. Regardless if it's somebody's speech you don't like, get that straight. All right, I said I'd take a few final calls here. If you want to get the evil band videos, just go to Infowars.com or call toll free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, and get them and make copies and never stop making copies. Real fast, Sam in Texas. Go ahead, sir. Sam's gone. Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, go ahead.
All right, new video exposing the Arkansas blood scandal. Another thing, Warren Buffett says we're becoming a nation of sharecroppers, ever increasing foreign debt.
Yeah, I saw that, and yeah, there's a new video out about how the government with Clinton for 8 years knowingly shipped out HIV and hepatitis blood, knowing it would kill hundreds of thousands.
But
let's go arrest the makers of it. How dare them talk about a god creature like Clinton? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's been suppressed. But this foreign debt means that we're going to have foreign ownership of our all of our properties, and the globalists are unwilling to tell us the truth about the high inflation, high interest that are going to result with it.
Oh, there's no inflation. TV says so.
Good day, sir.
I really appreciate your call. Amazing points. Call me back tomorrow. Sounded like you had a lot more to say, Jeff, but we're just flat out of time. All right, in my new studio here, folks, soon to be in a bookstore open to the public. We look forward to you coming down. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the new world order. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.